Well, the time is now 1 minute after 3 o'clock. It's time to light those fireworks. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. Also, Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also, distributors of the Pentax Water Pump. It's time for your fireworks. Now. Greetings, one and all, fireworks 2021. Boy, the balls are moving, the cogs are turning. Something is in motion. As you heard on the news, the Prime Minister meeting with members of the entertainment industry, trying to work something out, trying to see what can be done, how we can present, or how they can present some form of a festival this year. Of course, as the information becomes available, we'll share as much of it with you as we can. We heard Chetwin saying that he has to be kind of tight-lipped at the moment until they're given the green light. Spoke to a few others that attended the meeting as well. But we are just peeling away at layers of the onion. We will get there. 434-1790, that's the number to call. 434-1790. You can call our WhatsApp 266-4862. Randy Eastman will be joining us a little later this afternoon. Producer, musician, teacher, mentor. BAMP, the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, a big part in how we as a nation go forward. Their input sought by those in the tourism industry, of course, those in the entertainment industry, as we look for the safest way that we can go forward. I'll read some of the recommendations. There's a document that's out with their recommendations regarding crop over. Let's see if we can actually get a chat. Have a conversation with them as well. Looking at the clock, it's now 4.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. At 3:15, we break and have a chat with our friends at Swift Pack. That's until 3:30. At 3:30, we have our news. That's followed by Radio School, and then we get back into the fireworks. Let's share some new music. This one coming out just a couple days ago from Mr. Michael Mercer. Mikey actually will be joining us on Friday for Jamming Firework Fridays. I'll tell you more about that. But this one called Riches.
When they talk about riches, they talk about fancy cars, how much they could drink in fancy bars. Oh no, oh no, they don't know about riches. So they talk about their house, and when they're flying out, they don't know what rich about. Trust me.
good song when you need one. Your friends, they're the real riches. Got good friends, good people around you. You're a millionaire. Music video for this one out as well. Mikey dropped this one. I believe if it was on Sunday. I think it was Sunday I saw this one.
I know I never said this before, but you're the one for me. There really can be no other. I sing this one for you.
Thank you very much, Kung Young. Hold on tight. That's what it's called. New for 2021. Fireworks 2021 are brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing, remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 2714933. Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank water storage tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist. Also, distributors of the Pentax water pump. So my next guest, he's, as I said before, a producer, he's a writer, he's an engineer, he's a teacher, entrepreneur, stage manager. And even one of the jingles that I played a short while ago, he said, well, you know, he produced that 8 years ago. Man, just been doing it. It's a good afternoon and welcome to Fireworks, Mr. Randy Quantum Eastman. How are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, Kashi. Good evening. Good afternoon, Barbados. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you, man. I mean, you know, even though things have been different, mm-hmm. one of the things to recognize is that you really never stop working. You never stop doing. Mm-hmm. You just constantly on go. And referencing the commercial that was played a short while ago, I mean, mm-hmm. that's just another part of what you do.
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, the business you're in, you know, production, you know, just like so many other things, mm-hmm. it took a hit. It would have been easy for you to just sit back and say, well, you know what? I got my government job. Mm-hmm. It's still drawing a salary. Mm-hmm. You know, why continue seeing that, you know, things were just, you know, not as lucrative as before?
I don't know, Cash. I guess it's just part of my nature. It's part of any creative's nature, I think. Anyone who has that creative mind can't just sit around and do nothing. You have to find something to do. Just so happens that what I do, you know, probably comes to recognition at some point in time after its release. And I've been fortunate to do things that, you know, catch the eye of people sometimes, you know, and people engage with it and they like it. So I don't think it's anything special. I think any creative has that kind of approach and aptitude. And will always want to be a part of a creative process or bringing some new product, some new idea to birth. So I don't see it as anything special, really.
You know, only recently, well, today you heard in the news, you know, of the meeting between the Prime Minister and those in entertainment. Were you invited to that meeting?
No, please. No, I'm not that fortunate.
Your invitation was lost in the mail, perhaps.
No, I'm not part of the...
Because it seems like there's so much that's up in the air, you know, so much uncertainty, you know, and that affects so many people. I mean, I was speaking to someone who said, you know, these promoters just want to rush and grab at money. But then when I broke it down to her... Mm-hmm. And showed how many people
are affected,
you know. And you may see Chetwin, or you may see Freddie, you know, or you may see Rudy, but you don't see how many people
they employ
how many people indirectly benefit from that.
And not only that, their families as well. I mean, I think that's an unfair statement. These guys, this is what they do full time, so they can't go to the supermarket with a perhaps. What else do you want them to do? If the regular citizen from Barbados was out of a job, they'll be doing the same thing, trying to find ways to make money. And this is their field. This is their profession. This is what they do naturally.
And that's what you do as well, because you do promotion. I remember before the first lockdown, one in your promo events was the last thing that I played at before the shutdown.
Oh, yeah, boy.
That we were ready for your event.
We probably had the last event before the lockdown.
And that's it. I mean, have you been given any thought to putting on something? You know, there've been a lot of virtual events. You know, you got to look at the different ways we do things. Yeah. Have you been looking at things and how you could do?
Yeah, we have. Well, I've been fortunate to be a part of a couple of virtual events, but in terms of going back to a live environment or blended. Still been a bit skeptical. Jason and I, big up to Jason Watson, who's the co-producer for Long Necks. We've been thinking about that. How are we going to do it? Is it going to be a 2022 vibe, 2023? And we are so uncertain because of how uncertain the environment is. And we haven't really put any solid plans in place yet. But definitely the virtual events, I've been fortunate, as I said, to be a part of those. And I look forward to doing some more. I've got some on the horizon, but... Again, funding and financing is a challenge. So if we do get the funding and financing to support that, for sure we'll go forward.
Quantum Productions, because I know when I hear Quantum 3 years, I know, okay, Disney Production Studio, mm-hmm. you know, but you've branched off. So where things have been contracting, you're doing more, B. Like, you got time on your hands, so let me just try something different.
Well, Akash, I know you've been a part of the journey from the beginning. You would have known when I was really young, you would have interviewed me at 98.1. I don't know if you remember. When you ask what is the vision for Quantum going forward, I always say to you, we want to expand. Mm. We want to digress into other areas. So that basically is coming to being now. So we've branched off into event rentals. I've always been part of event management. Thank you to the Parkinson Memorial School. I was thrown into that because of Mr. Jeff Brooms, who had this idea that I can do these events and whatever. And somehow, when I did them, people recognized, you know, you actually got a talent for this. So it was fortunate to work with the NCF. And collaborate with them on doing events. So the event management came into being, and event production that spawned as well. We got the studio, jingle writing, music production. So Quantum is growing in terms of its entire process and how we actually do things. We got writers, Kevin Sluggy Down Watson, big ups to Peter Ram as well, my good friend. He just wrote a song for Amber called Soulful Groupie, which is getting pretty good traction as well.
Yeah, too. We got that one lined up.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing, though. It's one thing to say this is what I want to do. But, I mean, for you, that's not going to be an issue when we talk about the quality. Mm-hmm. But are you seeing that the quality is being maintained or are we really, you know, and this is not just the music, but the production, the staging, because we're into this virtual realm now.
Yeah.
You know, so I think when you are on that screen, you know, the focus is really there. Are we, because we got to look at, make sure we shore up our things. Are we really getting it right?
I believe so. I really have to say kudos to all the technical service providers, because we were thrown into an abyss at the beginning of COVID, and the whole virtual and blended approach to doing events really was something new. But quickly, the guys were able to find a way to get it done. You know, and I think that the quality and level that I've seen so far, I'm pretty happy with. You know, obviously there's always room for improvement when you're talking about music and entertainment. But I'm really, really, really happy with what the guys who are working at the upper level have been able to achieve. You know,
at the upper level. Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, Cash, you know, in everything,
I don't know. We have
varying strata of achievement, and I don't knock any person's attempt to do things, but I will judge based on what I've seen at the upper end. That's all I'll say.
Of that person's upper end, or you just
generally of all the things at the upper end in terms of the quality and the production that has been put on by for most of the virtual events that we've seen.
Yeah, I know you say you don't knock, and you don't know, and I guess that's the teacher in you, where you know, it's not just not, but you'll be constructive in your career. Have you been guiding, continuing to guide? Because I mean, you can't get rid of teachers.
I can't get hold of that. That's a part of me, you know. Everybody always calling and asking for advice, how to do this, how should I approach this. You know, currently even teaching a course with community development on Saturdays. So still teaching in a sense, although, you know, being based at the ministry. But yes, I have been helping people in terms of their approach, etc.
All right, we're going to take a listen to this track coming out of Quantum Studios. This one, you said, written by Peter Ram and Amber. Tell us about Amber.
Amber Blackman. Amber Blackman is a backing vocal, well, originally a backing vocalist.
Biggie was talking about her when was Biggie here? Monday? Monday, yeah.
Most people know her as a backing vocalist. She was a backing vocalist with me with the band Project X. We've done the Reggae Festival for several years. Amber is a qualified musician. She has an associate degree in music from the Barbados Community College. She was also an awardee of the Berklee Scholarship for Music. And she's one of the backing vocalists in the Soca Monarch Band. But this year, she decided to step forward. And I've always been encouraging her to say, Amber, you have a fantastic voice. You need to come forward and do something as a lead. You know. And fortunately, she hooked up with Peter Ram. She said that she was in the studio with John Doe some weeks ago, and she was doing backing vocals for them, and they were telling her the same thing. So that, you know, gave her the confidence to say, you know what, I really need to do this. So she came by our studio. Ram had the demo track put down, and we said, look, listen to this song. What do you think? She was like, I love it. I can go home and learn it. You know, she came back within probably a week or so after learning it. And, you know, the rest is history. You got the musicians on, Kurt Lane, Melvin Alec, Jermon Waif, vocal Dini, Julian Griffith on the vocal tuning, and Nikita on backing vocals. Nikita Brown. Nikita Herbert, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Work with some big ones, man. This one called Soca Groupie.
Soca Groupie. And big ups to Peter Brown for writing the track, as you said.
I gotta maintain my VOB behavior, right?
You gotta brace the turntables in here for you.
Listen, no. It was supposed to start this Friday, jamming fireworks Fridays, when we actually bring in the turntables,
right,
and do some stuff. You know, I invite the musicians. You could come back with your big bass drum as well.
Too. No problem.
Yeah, we'll see it happen. But that aside. Melvin doing the most with these drums.
Yeah, boy, all the musicians, man.
It's crazy.
Melvin's a fantastic drummer.
Man, yeah. But Amber, though, so is this her first soca track?
First single. This is her debut release. First single, period.
We got to get Amber up in here.
You got to get
Perhaps we can get her to sing live first.
Oh, for sure, I believe
so. Don't worry. As a season, because, you know, we're only in June. We only started on the 31st of May.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot coming up.
Yeah.
You know, we have some Pekong coming up where we can have the people trying to Pekong. Listen, I already got some guys that saying they're ready for it. So as soon as I get the word, we can do that. We can have some live performance. It's a long season. Right. And I'm eager to find out what's happening, what's really happening, what's going to happen.
Yeah. in terms of events. And
everyone's being very tight-lipped, you know. But, you know, as you're reading out her accolades, and which are many, you know, how old is Amber?
Amber is, I think, 26, if I'm not.
Young lady.
Yeah.
Young lady.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I can't. I'm getting older, man. And we have so many of these musicians, so many of these vocalists coming through, particularly the BCC program you're talking about. What are we doing with them?
That is the question.
Or
that
what
we hear.
Are they going to be doing?
Listen, I no disrespect to you, but I tired hearing that question because I think by now it should be when you leave BCC. Here's your avenue. Here's your channel.
But
here's
you know,
your path.
I'm going to keep asking that question.
I have no problem asking
question. Somebody got answer.
Somebody got answer. Somebody got put things in place. You know?
We have too many musicians coming out. Mm-hmm. And that being the case, we should have more bands than back in the day.
Yes. And
based
they are.
On,
they probably are. But it's just there's no opportunity.
Where
for
are
them
they?
To, yeah.
So what? So who's going to present? I'm just putting these questions out there. Mm-hmm. I know you can answer. Mm-hmm. But you're out there, you know. Man. You've been doing your thing, you know, Project X and such. But, I mean, there needs to be some way that it can become a viable career.
But, Cashy, we've been doing this for a long time. Sluggy and I have submitted proposals on proposals. And I'm sure you hear him say how many times we've written proposals for these kind of things. Our charity Youth in the Spotlight was birthed out of that kind of idea. Youth in the Spotlight was supposed to be an island-wide showcase of young talent and promotion. Mm-hmm. But again, funding and financing didn't allow us to bring it to life in the way that we wanted it to. You know?
But is it that there is not the demand for live music?
There is a demand for live music. I just think that the opportunity for it isn't there because of the technical requirements to set it up. People probably shy away from it. Oh, you got to pay too much money for a sound system, too much money for a lighting, too much money for the generator, and then they got to pay the musicians too. And there's this aversion to it simply because of those.
Is it costing more than it did back in the day? Because again, you had
it probably
live bands.
Because the quality and the standard now. So the musicians now aren't going to come and just play on one speaker. I don't know what the situation was back in the day, but I know to do a basic 4 to 5 piece band, you will want to ensure you have the correct technical facilities in the venue to ensure that those guys are amplified properly, they can hear themselves, and that they sound good. So people probably shy away from that. And if they do have their own equipment, what return is going to be in it for the musicians when we get to the venue and play for 2 to 3 hours? Okay. Is the venue owner going to pay for the musicians?
So then it comes out into viability then.
Viability.
But if that's the case, and you know the band is going to need X amount each night. Let's say the band is going to need $2,000 or whatever, just a random, just pull that there out of the air.
Yeah.
Right? And you know you're not going to, based on the venues that we have,
you're not going to make the money that
you're
you
not going to make the money. Or if you get that money, that money is going back in whatever.
Your overheads.
So again, we come back to square one where does it make any sense?
I think the musicians now have to look at themselves as promoters and pool together their resources and say, like, hey guys, let's go on open pasture. Let's go at a community center. Let's incur the costs on our own. Let's see if we can generate some money through bars, food, et cetera, or admission fee, and spread the money among the band members. But to go to a venue owner who already has fairly high overheads, you know, it's going to be hard for them as well. So the industry in itself is a very interesting dynamic to navigate in terms of making it lucrative and viable for yourself. But that's what I would suggest to them to do. You know, become a promoter on your own and then put your own events on and try to make money in that way.
But then, of course, they have to look at their overheads at that point as well, too.
Well, I think
they can make it back.
There are a few who may have their own equipment, you know, and they can probably provide at least a basic sound system for themselves. Again, we would want to lobby Corporate Barbados to assist. Hopefully, if they come up with a concept that suits the vision of the corporate entity that they approach, then they can subsidize some of the expenses for those musicians.
Right, we'll see how that comes around. There's more to talk about, and I want to look at this document I received from BAMP with their recommendations on how we can actually execute a safe crop over. More of that there. I see the team from the news getting ready for news coming your way at 4:30. We'll see if we have any updates as well. And Randy Eastman, staying with us. It's Fireworks 2021, brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited.
Say she tired of she mad. Crossing seven oceans. Say she buck up on my island Barbados. Say she mad. Don't have one ounce of rhythm. To my surprise, how I got so lucky. So many horns last year. They go to pity for me. Great sex appeal is true. She greet me with. Body pan fleet. I know you love you touching. And I got you toppy chemists from the tropics. So me need your body really loving. Girl mid section. Yes, like a flower quiver upon the tussle and a wine pan the wuzzle. Vice grip she bend and force it in. I touch flesh, believe me, I'm grim. To my surprise, how I got so lucky. So many horns last year. They go to pity for me. Great sex appeal is true.
Another young man from the Quantum Camp. His name is Chemist, and I was saying, you know, look at the legacy, you know, and there are actually so many people who are carrying on the legacy of their parents, their father, their mother, in entertainment. And you telling me this is one of them.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. This is the great Pompey. This is Pompey's son, Chad Pilgrim, aka Chemist. You know, so big up to Pompey for bringing his son into the fore. And Chad gives me a lot of stories about when he was younger and his dad took him to Trinidad, to the tents, and his reaction to music, his initial reaction to music, and he always had that creative energy and juice, you know, and he's written his own songs.
Yeah.
You know, this is the second year that I've worked with him. He's had songs previously, you know, and I remember the first time I saw him perform, I told his dad, you know, your son got something special, I want to work with him. And funny enough, came to me, you know, to do some work. I said, well, I always wanted to work with you, bruv. So it's a privilege, you know.
What's the response like when you when you're working with the young people?
It's a mix. It's a mix of emotions. The initial excitement is always there. And you don't want to lose that. But I always have to find a way to navigate and show them the harsh reality as well. Because most people come into it thinking that it's a lot of stars, it's a lot of,
you know, you get the spotlight, you know, it's a lot of fanfare and everything,
Then you got to sit down and discuss the business of it, you know. And whether you are really ready to look at yourself as a business, because as long as you're going to the spotlight, you now become a product. And, you know, I really have to take them through that. And then the release of the song, they're excited about that. And then if they don't get the airplay, then they also, you know, a little discouraged, but then you have to keep the momentum going with them. You have to encourage them, you know. So it's really a roller coaster of emotions throughout the entire process.
No, I had Billboard and Dynamo in here yesterday, you know, and you know, Billboard, as you know, you have his concerns.
Awesome musician,
you know,
yeah.
But you have his concerns about the content.
Content,
you know, and you know, he works with us, some of the young ones, of course. Dynamo, there's Ross, you know, and these young people that want to bring the music out, but do something different. You know, when they come to you, do you say, "All right, well, come, but you know, leave some of that slack inside the door," or you just
Definitely. I don't do the whole raunchy vibe or raucous lyrics. I don't do that. I don't support that. I like clever writing. If you're gonna write cleverly, sure.
You know?
Tell a story, you know, bring something that is creative and unique.
You think that's missing, your storytelling?
Yeah, definitely. I've mentioned that to a lot of people. We are not telling stories. Some people, rather, or the trend right now is not really to tell a story. It's all about getting the action happening as fast as possible and as fast a response from.
Why is that? Why is that?
It's the culture.
Because I don't think it's enough to say it's the culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, norms aren't norms until they're normalized. You know, their actions, you know, their things, and then eventually they catch on. But why is this catching on?
But you just said it for yourself. It is normalized. It may not be normalized in your environment.
But I'm living in it. But why are they so happy to accept it then?
Because it is a culture. It is a norm for them. It is nothing derogatory in any way, in their opinion. It is what they are accustomed to. They've grown up seeing it. So this is how you have to behave, or this is how you have to get reaction from people by doing particular actions.
You know, it annoys me sometimes when I hear people try to defend certain lyrics. When they say, well, you know, look, Sparrow sang this.
No.
Look, Bag sang that.
There's no comparison. Look,
Edwin sang that. You know, and it's not the same.
No comparison at all.
You know, all are cars, but they're not the same.
But even with this song, Gemis was very clever to me in how he wrote it. I liked it, you know. His prowess may not be as deep as some other writers like a Sparrow, but the attempt that he's making to try to hide the concept or you know, the lyrical content within his story, paint that imagery, you know, I applaud him for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Billboard said we like smut. That's true. We like smut.
Yeah. That's the reality. Yeah. That's where society is at. No, we actually do like smut, and that's what's promoted. That is what is highlighted. That is what is given more spotlight, because it gets more views. It gets more attention. Look at what sponsors naturally gravitate to in the arts. If an artist, I ain't gonna call the names, whoever comes now and says, let's unite and liberate and put down the guns and blah, not a sponsor. Nothing will come of that. You know, but get the movement of the young people from whatever lyrics you're using, everybody's been going, is gonna gravitate towards that person.
Should there be a responsibility then? Should there be a call then for them to be more socially, I mean, you can't tell somebody how to spend their money.
You can't tell them.
No.
That.
But what about that social responsibility?
I don't think that is necessarily that they're being socially irresponsible. It's business. And I don't think that they intend to bring people on board who are going to create a negative sway in society. I think they just gravitate towards persons who seemingly have this social media pull, because that's where entertainment, that's where music and everything is gone. You have to be an this term that's being thrown around, influencer, bunch of madness, you know. But if you're an influencer, they seem to gravitate towards that kind of persona, right? As opposed to building something that actually has some worth of value, you know, a story to it.
Let me say that's too much work, you know. I mean, why you do it when you have something ready built? You got turnkey already.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
Fast food. We call it fast food society. That's what it's like. Yeah, fast food society.
All right, I got you. All right. Just around the corner. It's 7 minutes to 5 o'clock. Now, they talk about the meeting, Randy, that they had. And one of the things I'm pretty sure they're looking at how you can safely hold it. Now, the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, they released a document. I've been told I could talk about it, so I can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Things that possibly you have to put in place to ensure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they talk about let me pull it up here. Right, they talk about the vaccination and relaxation of protocols and surveillance and testing and travel protocols. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to skip forward to the part on crop over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is from BAMP. Mm-hmm. And I say, there are many calls for the return of our crop over festival in July, August 2021. And we understand the economic and social importance of this cultural festival. While BAMP fully supports virtual or online events, we propose that in-person events are likely to pose health risks. Any discussion about the return of in-person events at festivals should center around the risks of mass gathering, that's MASS, mass gathering, and we must decide whether the health metrics indicate that we are also able to relax protocols for numbers in attendance at places of worship, celebration, weddings, and funerals. Now, ideally, Barbados will need to have a significant increase in full vaccination of the population, a sustained low positivity rate for a minimum of 2 weeks, significantly increased national surveillance testing for COVID-19, and routine monitoring for variants of concern before relaxation of protocols regarding mass gathering before our crop over festival restarts. So we got some things to do.
Definitely.
All right. And if all these criteria are met, we suggest resuming in-person events with the following restrictions. Come on. You know this. All right. People working at events should be fully vaccinated or have regular risk-based surveillance testing. Mass gathering should occur in outdoor venues only, and face masks be worn correctly with provision for frequent hand sanitization.
Mm-hmm.
No market-type mass gatherings or curated exhibitions that encourage movement between stalls, exhibits, and potential handling of various products. The number of patrons at an event should be determined by venue size and the potential for social distancing of bubble groups. Bubble groups of patrons who test and quarantine together before an event may pay to have a separate restricted access area at the event. COVID-19 pre-testing by validated rapid PCR standard or PCR test should occur no more than 48 hours before the event, and all patrons and persons working at the event must be tested.
Mm-hmm.
It also suggests online pre-registration for an event will be based on a negative test result, health screening questionnaires, temperature checks, rapid antigen testing of symptomatic persons at the venue should be carried out by health teams. Preference for attendance should be given to fully vaccinated patrons who provide proof of full vaccination completed at least 2 weeks prior to the event. Patrons should not be allowed to attend more than one event on a given day. monitoring at the event should be in place as event promoters work closely with the COVID-19 monitoring unit. Now, for those that are listening, these are recommendations. Yeah. All right, don't go and say cashy. These are recommendations put forward by the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners. Of course, you know that they work closely with the COVID unit, with the various ministries when they are looking at working these things out. They mm-hmm. do it with the travel protocols.
Yep.
I know many of their recommendations are taken, are not.
Yeah.
So they have the meetings going on. Of course, they had a meeting with the Prime Minister and the entertainers. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting. But this
is a lot. That's a lot.
It is a lot. So now, as a promoter, you know, you're saying, well, now you now need even more people in place to help to ensure
more
you
staff.
Have a sale.
So more staff. And then the... I'm always guided by the science, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I think we should listen to BAP. You know, what happens with the vibe of the event?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a lot of restrictions in place, et cetera. So it really is a hard time, it's a trying time, you know, it's a sad state for entertainment and the culture industry. You know, but we have to be guided by the science, and I'm sure that the decision makers will make the right decisions, and hopefully what they come up with is something that's sustainable and doesn't throw us into a tailspin again.
Yeah, because I mean, we need to be careful, you know, that we don't take two steps back as if we take one step forward. You know, we have lower that positivity rate. That's good. Fewer cases.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's encouraging people. Mm-hmm. That's saying, well, we haven't had this many cases, so where can we go?
Yeah, but I think, you know, it's good to see that we are not rushing to get back outside either in terms of the decisions that are being made. It means that, you know, we are thinking as a people, and we are considering the fact that if we do open and we do get too callous or too, you know, too easygoing about it, you know, the possibility is there that, you know, we could find ourselves in a bad situation. So I'm glad that we're not rushing to get back out. As much as I miss it, I still want Barbados to be as healthy a place as possible and as free as a place as possible, hopefully within the next year. 9 months to a year.
But you know, when you look back at it, you know, you understand we have 6 o'clock curfews.
Yeah.
We have full lockdowns.
Yeah.
we don't want to go back there.
We don't want to go back there.
I'm
you know, I'm okay with how it is now. You'll miss the events and everything, but we don't want to go back to that full lockdown. So I think we need to be patient and be guided by the science.
All right. Well, we definitely will be hearing from them, hopefully, something soon from what I'm hearing, from what I've been told, you know, and the meetings are going on. Hopefully, we should get something solid soon. So we'll find out. Yeah. We're going to wrap things up when we come back with Randy. You know, he is a busy man, and perhaps I might get in studio tonight. You know?
Oh, that's all right, man. The studio is open to you. I got to say a shout out to my boy, Statement, as well, because you know Statement going to be listening to. He has a fantastic track out this year.
I tell Statement come true, and Statement tell me he busy.
He frightened for the microphone.
It's all right, but Statement, he has to up his game, because he came in with Crackers when it was up the road, you know, and I appreciate it, you know. I mean, not my type, but he came in with the Crackers,
right?
But he ain't coming in outside,
you coming down?
I mean, TC come and bring ham cutters, Angry bring mangas, you know what I mean?
Bring that as well. But I got a big up still though, because that's my friend. I got a big up Peter Ram. Look out for a track coming from Peter Ram over the Quantum Camp. All it was says.
James in New York says, we need to take our time down here. Over here in the US and in the UK, they opened too quickly as soon as they thought it was safe, and cases are on the way back up. Vaccination is critical to the safe hosting of any festival going forward. That's James in New York.
Drinks up, bubble up with the ice for the cola. It's summer, switch off, double up, we don't need no chaser. Dogs and pull up, and it's always gonna be like this.
back to the world. I come out a vibe on fire, but that's to be grateful for. It's the little things we adore. So me give thanks more and more. When the blessings them start to pour. Cause we got life, summer nights, every night, like a night night. Things by sunrise in my eye. Don't worry, I, we outside. Drinks up, bubble up, pretty ice, pretty cool.
Make it work. That's what Edwin Yearwood, the General, says. Resilience. That's his release. The first. Music coming for our crop over. What form it will take, but we wait to see. But of course, Let's say good afternoon to Lana. Lana says, no way, no way. We need to wait. There's nothing wrong with sitting out this year to make sure that we get everything right. There is no need to rush back into this crop over. That's what Lana says. From 352 says, we really need to get more people vaccinated. And another saying, small events should be the focus. Mass events will put us back where we were in January. Romario Wilkinson taking on Cooper Dan's Rain. A listener here saying, we have to live with COVID for quite some time, so we need to find the best way to live with it. Avoiding it is not the way. Someone else here saying, with the rush to get back to partying, there should be a rush to get... with the rush to get back to partying, there should be a rush to be vaccinated. Well, this is one for the road as we get ready for the latest. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. Rotoplas, it's Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.